March 31st. All our actions take their hues from the complexion of the heart, as landscapes their variety from light. W.T. Bacon. At the height of my tomboy period and the beginning of ninth grade, I was introduced to the world of home economics. It was hate at first sight. I wanted to be playing ball, riding horses, even picking cotton, anywhere other than in a small rural classroom learning sissy stuff like cooking, child rearing, and worst of all, sewing. My teacher, Mrs. Wilmoth, probably grasped the immensity of her teaching task when I tied the first fruits of my sewing labor, an apron, around my waist, and the strings fell to the floor. Undaunted, she gave me another assignment, a dress. Never mind the fact that I hated wearing the things. Never mind that I was all thumbs when I picked up scissors and fabrics. Mrs. Wilmoth wanted a dress, and she got a dress. Actually, the finished product didn't look too bad, on the outside. But Mrs. Wilmoth turned the dress wrong side out and coldly inspected the inside. An outrageous conglomeration of knotted threads, crooked seams, small holes where I'd ripped out too often, and skipped threads. The dumb bobbin kept messing up.
"Young lady, this is quite unacceptable."
Mrs. Wilmoth's voice had that no-nonsense tone. I asked in my meekest voice why the inside was so important, since nobody was going to be looking at it.
"After this dress is washed a few times, the seams will ravel and come apart. Always remember that if the quality of the inside is poor, it won't be long until the outside begins to show the results."
That dear, unsung heroine of years ago was right. When I allow resentments, envy, or anger on the inside, it isn't long until my outward appearance changes, and I become impatient, unforgiving, and unkind. It's only through prayer and meditation that I once again become the loving person I long to be. Dear God, I'm grateful that I can come to you with the inward problems that so affect my outward behavior.